You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
But I had this feeling that I didn't really fit in with other women, because you get people that talk about gender as if it's innate and go, all women are like this, all men are like this. It's the same sorts of people that like stag and hen do's, right? And I don't know what they're talking about. And I got to a point where I thought, maybe that means I'm actually a guy inside. And I said to my boyfriend, look, how would you feel about you and me staying together, but we just live as a couple of gay lads, right? And he said, Fern, it's coming out with statements like this. That's why you can't ever come back to my parents for Christmas dinner. But I'd been getting really sort of worked up about not fitting in with girls. And then I started to do better in comedy, and that kind of filled the emptiness within, gave me some validation, started getting to go on the telly more and more. But actually, that's not as good as I imagined it, because the first time I got to go on telly, while the programme was being broadcast, I got texts from my friends saying, have you seen what people are saying about your face on Twitter? Right? And I was like, no, but it's probably some sexist stuff about me being too good looking to concentrate on the jokes. It wasn't. Someone tweeted a picture of my large moon-like face on their TV screen, and they wrote underneath, this woman genuinely has the farthest apart eyes I have ever seen on another human being. Hashtag eyes far apart. Now, I never knew that this was a problem with my face, right? I'd been living my whole life up to this point, totally unaware that I look like a hammerhead shark, right? Even now, I don't know if people are laughing, going, don't be silly, your face is normal, or fuck me, she does look like one of those sharks. There's nothing I can do to change that aspect of my face. There's no plastic surgery that exists or a diet I can go on that will move this eye closer to that eye. Those operations don't exist. I checked online when I was looking up massive hand reduction surgery. All I can do now is walk around covering my hideous face with my gigantic hands. So I don't offend the men of Twitter. So I was crying when this happened, and I go to get a tissue, but I can't find a tissue wide enough to dab at my horrible far apart eyes. And I just have to let the tears form two separate puddles on the ground. Like a big sad pug. And then I text my dad, because I naively thought parents give good advice in times of crisis. Dad, just went on telly for the first time. Everyone's saying I've got far apart eyes. And a guy had made a meme out of it. And I don't have children, but I think a normal parent's advice would be along the lines of, don't worry, people on the internet are bullies and trolls. Looks don't count. Or even, your eyes aren't that far apart. Or your face. All good answers. This is what my dad texts back to comfort me. I went to the opticians this week. He said I've got the widest space between the eyes he's ever measured. Right. So in Dad's mind, we're in some sort of warped competition as to which of us is the ugliest.
Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.